Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk walked down the long hallway of the studio building until he reached a door bearing the sign Nikolai Vastas, Folk and Oriental Dances. The police department was already represented at the scene by Sergeant Hennessy and a couple of patrolmen. The police officer stepped into the large room that looked more like an Oriental shrine than a dance studio. At the far end of the room stood a large figure of a Hindu goddess of death, with beneath it a small niche for offerings to this gruesome idol. Directly in front of the shrine lay the huddled figure of a beautiful woman. Hawk strode over to the body and called the police sergeant to his side.
Hey, has anything been touched?
It's not since I got here. Everything's just like it was when the dame's husband reported the suicide and we rushed over.
I see. Where is Vasis now?
He's in the next room. He's pretty broken up. Officer Clancy's in there with him.
Hawk looked about the room, finally coming to the shrine. From the small niche, he drew out a small caliber revolver. One chamber was empty. He knelt beside the pajama-clad body of the woman and noted the bullet wound in her right temple. Clutched in her right hand was a small, intricately carved jade god. Hawk rose and called to the sergeant.
Is he? Bring in Nikolai Vastas.
A moment later, the dancing master was seated in the studio facing the inspector.
Vastas, when did you discover your wife's body?
Well, I went shopping this afternoon. When I came back to the studio, Tanya was kneeling before the shrine singing an oriental chant that we call the Serenade to Death.
Serenade to Death, eh?
Yes, it's part of an ancient ritual we use at the end of our public performances of Eastern dances. I was watching from the doorway when the phone rang in the outer office, and I went to answer it. I was picking up the phone when I heard a shot and ran back into the studio. My wife was lying there, dead.
Is he? After you found your wife's body, did you touch anything in the room?
No, I ran out and phoned the police.
Vastas, was your wife left-handed?
No. No, she wasn't.
Thank you. Thanks for helping me solve this crime, Vastas. Your wife did not commit suicide. I'm holding you for her murder.
Inspector Hawk leveled an accusing finger at the surprised and frightened Nikolai Vastas.
You see, you were easily trapped, my boy. You said your wife was right-handed, yet she is clutching a small jade god in her right hand, not the suicide gun. And another thing, the gun was found in the niche between the idol and the body, 5 feet away from her. Here is a note Sergeant Hennessy handed me a while ago. Your wife wrote this note saying that your cruelty was driving her mad and that it was more than she could bear. She was planning suicide, yes, but you were in too big a hurry for her death. Now you must pay for it, Vastas, with your life.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.